Trendy is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, must be 21 years or older. Yes! Welcome back to another edition of Trendy presented by Omaha, the show where we like to explore the best ways to wager for casual cappers. And Martin, today we are going to talk about some March legends, of which you might be one. You have ran off another hot slate on Wednesday, and you jumped out to a lead on me, 15 to 11.3, as Texas blew a 10-point lead, and with it, my chances of keeping up with you. How are you getting so hot right now?
You know, what can I say? It's almost like I do this for a living.
It
comes and goes, but I find that there's a few tried and true things you can bet on in the NBA that will generally, if you follow that path, you'll be in a good spot, like injury reports. Yep. And then rest versus playing, and then kind of, you know, things like the LA flu or the Miami flu, as it's been referenced several times. And then, of course, the theory. Actually, I just read an article about it that no 20-point lead in the NBA is safe anymore, mm-hmm. right? And we've seen that just 12. Over this week. Yeah, 20 is the new 12, exactly. Yeah. So, like, yeah, I'll go ahead and take the Raptors plus 15. Like, yeah, why not? Like, it'll probably happen.
They had to be a little nervous with the Mavericks last night, though, with Luka going off. You still managed to cover that one.
I was just a little nervous, But ultimately, I knew I had a few in the bag already. So I was like, if this one goes down, then it goes down.
Well, you're a smart man. You bet what you know and you stick to it. So you bet the NFL, you bet the NBA. You don't dabble in like hockey and college basketball and all the sorts of things that I do because I want to talk about them on the show. But even with that, it's still hard to go, you know, 15. You got 15 on 11 units right now. So you're having a very profitable week.
Yeah, and you know, I hit my lemon pepper parlay yesterday too. So the NBA is doing well for your boy. So I'm enjoying. You know, it's March, right? So it's basketball, but it's for me. Give me, I'll take the professional leagues in which, because you know what? It's just the one I know how to handicap. Because it's like, as long as you operate with the game, doesn't there's so many things outside of the game that matter more than what actually happens inside of the game as it relates to covering the spread, then you're going to be in good shape.
Yeah, and I was glad we did not tape on Tuesdays. You hammered that parlay, and I tailed you on that one. So my bank account thanks you. You hit, what, plus 260 or 270 the other day, no problem.
Yeah, no problem. Well, from me to you, my friend.
All right, well, let's give a little gift to the audience. Let's hope it's a gift at least. And talk about March legends. So, Martin, one of the things I love the most about this month is not just the tournament itself and the memorable runs we've seen from teams, but the memorable runs we've seen from very specific players. And I think this is something that's a little bit lost in the modern age because once, like, everybody is one and done or everybody's a Cinderella, nobody's a Cinderella, it's hard to find, like, guys that you follow for a little while and then step up and really meet the moment. I mean, Steph was a big one back in the day, and I've got a couple more that I want to bring up. It seems like this is something that we are losing, though. Like, in the last 5 years, can you think of, like, an iconic individual performance, like some of the ones that you and I might talk about here in a minute?
In the tournament specifically?
In March, no. Yeah. I mean, when legends are made in college.
Yeah, no. Well, Zion's legend was made before he ever got to college. That's the guy who I know. That's the last... You know, he might be the last college basketball star when we really think about it. But Zion is the one that comes to mind. But in terms of guys who just had a crazy March run in the last couple years here, I can't really think of anybody. I mean, you see, like, you have, like, Doug Eddard, for example, who was coming off the bench for St. Peter's. And then he had a little bit of a moment. I think he probably qualifies for the topic that we're talking about as a recent guy is Doug Eddard from St. Peter's.
But as you said, you do this for a living and you really had to struggle there. You were looking out the window, you were contemplating, you might have even got on there and Googled a little bit, and you came up with Doug Eddard eventually. And I don't think that rises to the level of some of the guys that I want to chat with. And I really do think that it's a shame, right? Like, we do have still have the drama. And that's the best thing about this tournament. It's not good basketball, but it is dramatic. And that's the number one thing that college has going for it. It ain't good, but it's drama filled. But I remember back when it was good. And so, like, the first guy who pops to my mind wasn't even in the NCAA tournament. And this might have been a little bit before your day, Martin, because I do have a good decade on you. But if I ever asked you if Tim Duncan was ever outright carried to a championship, can you think of a time? At the Spurs, was he ever basically a spectator to greatness and he got a ring based on somebody else's work?
No, he was pretty much the main character in all those seasons.
So go back and do yourself a favor. I was almost late for the taping because I was doing it myself. And anybody who's in Martin's generation or younger, go look up Randolph Childress 1995 ACC tournament. My man walked so that Damon Lillard could later run. He was playing basketball as it looks now back in 95. And Duncan was just watching him as he beat Duke in the, I think it was in the semis. And then against the mighty North Carolina team in the finals, throws up 37 points, rains in a bunch of threes. Tim doesn't have to do anything but set screens and rebounds as they took down the number one seed UNC. And he had one of the most iconic plays I've ever seen in my life, Martin. This is what I really do insist that you look up after the taping. He shook off Jeff McGinnis, hit him with such a nasty crossover. McGinnis falls. Randolph looks to his right, waves his hand at him, tells him to get up, and hits a three dagger in order to go ahead and continue to take the lead. And then not only that, waves Duncan's screen off at the end of the game and hits a runner for the winner. It was a magnificent and one of the greatest March performances I have ever seen.
So that's pretty insane to wave off the number one pick. Yeah. Get out of the way. Get out of the way. I got this. What,
top seven guy of all time? And he was I think Duncan was a senior that year. So, like, Duncan was a four-year senior, and Childress said, hold my beer, I got this.
You know, two just popped into my head. Remember Oral Roberts' run? Mm-hmm. Now, those kids are still in college, but Max Abe Smith, no one knew how to say his last name because he was from Oral Roberts, him and Kevin O'Banner, they were like the combo. And I think Kevin O'Banner, he may still be playing at Texas Tech right now. I know he transferred to Texas Tech afterwards. I know Max Abmas is playing for the University of Texas.
He was awesome last night.
Yeah, those are two guys who kind of see. That's the thing. Now, guys, go through that moment, right, and then end up transferring to a new school, right?
Yeah,
like that. So, like, it's not the same. It's not the same. It's like when CJ McCollum was at Lehigh, he was at Lehigh, and he went and beat Duke. And after he went to the NBA, but if he hadn't, he probably would have stayed at Lehigh.
What kind of bag would Steph Curry have got after his freshman year? Like, if he could just transfer anywhere he wanted to go instead of staying at Davidson.
Yeah, you know, the other thing I think of, you bring up Steph Curry immediately from college. My first thought goes to Blake Griffin. Remember Blake Griffin's brother, Taylor Griffin?
Taylor, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Taylor Griffin probably could have benefited just from being Blake Griffin's brother. Like, he could have gotten paid in college. Like, probably they probably would have pulled a similar amount of bread off of the NIL deal because they would have just, hey, we're a package. We're a package. Yeah, we're a package. Exactly. And it's well, one of you guys is going to be the first overall pick. Another one of you is never going to play in the NBA.
Well, like the Greek Freaks brothers, right?
Well, that's the thing that Blake Griffin didn't. You can see Giannis is a better brother than Blake because Giannis makes sure all his brothers get paid.
That's right. Who sticks out for you? I got one more guy than an honorable mention.
I'd say Spike Albrecht from Michigan came in. And the only reason he came in, and it ended up being in a loss, so it doesn't count as much as it used to be, like as much as it should, because of another guy, Luke Hancock, who could qualify for this for sure, because if Kevin Ware didn't break his leg, Luke Hancock would have never played 25 minutes in the Final Four and in the championship game, and he never would have went 6-for-8 from three. Anyway. Spike Albrecht was a career bench player, but had huge moments in the Big Ten tournament. And anytime Trey Burke got in foul trouble, like I remember vividly watching it was because they were in the same year, Trey and Spike Albrecht, who is a 5'10 kid named Spike. So I was like, he's got to be either like a crazy partier or nice, because you can't be a bum with a name like Spike. You know, like there's no like spikes that are just that shoot 35% from the field. Like that doesn't work. But he ended up having 18 points in 20 minutes in the national championship game. And really, honestly, matching Luke Hancock, which was a sick thing to see. And because Trey Burke didn't have it that day and then got bad foul calls against Louisville. You know, another one, too, is Eric Maynard from VCU.
Ah, yeah, good one. Yeah, that was a good run from him. What are your memories of it?
Well, I just remember him beating Duke. I think that's I think that's the strategy. I just think about teams that beat Duke. And it's like, you know, that guy was really good. That guy was really good.
You know, yeah. I'm actually in the same boat a little bit with UNC, because my second guy, I brought him up because I want to know if you have a memory of him, since he's from New Orleans, when you were a little bit younger. But in 1999, Harold the Show Archeneau, any familiarity for you from being from your backyard?
I mean, I know of the player, but I don't know personally. But I know with a name like Archeneau, he can only be from one place.
That's exactly right. That's why I brought him up to you, because I knew he was from New Orleans as soon as I saw it. 1999, he takes on, I believe he was at what, Weber State, takes on UNC. UNC, again, one of the top seeds of the tournament. And he put on an incredible performance to knock them out of the dance. Had a great lead up to it again. And it also comes back to what we were talking about earlier, Martin. We're talking about, I think he was a fourth-year senior, might have even had a red shirt in there. A guy we had seen, you know, like sniff around a little bit before, but finally rise to greatness to get his one moment in the sunlight before. Who knows what he's doing now. He definitely went pro in something else. I think he played overseas for a little while. But one of the main reasons I remember that is I was at UVA at the time. And so I hated UNC, man. I had camped out to watch them beat UVA earlier down at University Hall. And I really wanted them to lose that game. And to see this guy come in, put 30 plus and put them on their back and knock them out. And then I remember going to a party afterwards. And there was this girl there. I could still picture her in my head, like very attractive, wearing like this long sleeve navy shirt. I think khakis, like very 1999 UVA clothes. And I went up to her with all the confidence of the world, all the confidence of Harold the Show Archeneau, and immediately started talking to her about this March Madness game that I saw. Like, she had given half a damn. And so he took his shots that night. His went in. Mine did not. And I can't imagine what else I would have talked to her about if it wasn't for him that night. Probably something else stupid that I was talking about in 1999, like how the Redskins would always be the model franchise in the NFL, or how profound Dave Matthews' lyrics were. So I probably would have blown it anyway, but Harold the Show gave me the in, and then he immediately gave me the out.
You know, I'm the king of the castle. You're the girl that asked for. Crash into me.
Look at you. Crash into me. Oh my God. Martin showing the game. I can't wait to bring up 30-minute bands with you and have you do Dave Matthews Band instead of me. This might be from Virginia in the 90s.
Yeah, didn't live in Virginia in the 90s. But I gotta ask you, did you ever live in the dorm at UVA where the bathrooms are outside and it's on that lawn, that recess or whatever? What's it called again?
That's you got there right in the name. It's called The Lawn at the UVA. Lawn. It's one of the only places in America that's on the UN's World Heritage Site. I did not live there. A lot of my friends did, but I did give tours of the University of Virginia when I was a student there. So I talked a lot about it.
God, so you're familiar. And the Rotunda. So you know the Rotunda too, because they built it. So if you were talking on the left side of the room, they could hear you all the way on the right side of the room. I have vivid memories of my couple days at the University of Virginia, one of which includes the white spot.
Yeah, well, the Gus Burger, then you know it. Yeah, you would. The bathrooms were outside, and so the derisive name for people who lived on the lawn were the sink pissers.
Yeah, because I can only imagine. And I lived in Louisiana at the time when I visited the University of Virginia. So I didn't have any concept of snow or, you know, temperatures below 45 degrees. That's ridiculous to have to trudge out to the snow to go handle your business.
Then you went to Michigan.
Can't imagine.
You went to Michigan because you weren't used to the snow. So good choice, life choices by you.
You know, one more March guy I was thinking of just now, again, in the theme of, because I had to actually look this up. Like, who was this half-court shot against? It was against Duke. But Duke ended up winning. But Shelvin Mack and Gordon Hayward, that Butler run was special. And if that half-court shot had gone down, that would have been an all-time Coach K sour face moment. And I must have, in retrospect, lived for those moments, because those are the moments that I remember the best.
Well, I think one of
from
the
March Madness.
special things about March legends are they aren't legends later, right? Like Mario Chalmers hit a massive shot in March, but I remember Mario Chalmers from contributing to the Heatles. And you know,
Sure.
like Haywood, like yeah, he almost beat Duke with that half quarter, but I also remember him like getting that bag when he's made about 250 million in the NBA. So I think the real special guys are the ones we just never hear from again. It's not like Kemba Walker putting UConn on his back. Like that did make him special to everybody in stores, but I like the ones that just like, okay, that guy is somewhere right now, like outside of a copy machine or a water cooler, telling stories. And like the people under 30 don't know who he is, but everybody over 30 knows he's a legend.
You mean like Shabazz Napier,
Good one.
who's the final moment of his professional career was LeBron tweeting, "Hey, this guy is nice," and that pretty
Yeah.
much wrapped it up for Shabazz.
That did it. Yeah. Final shout out to a guy I grew up playing AAU with, Tommy Adams. Tommy Adams led Hampton over Iowa State. I think it was 15 versus 2. And that was the team with Jamal Tinsley. So that Iowa State team was tough. Had a lot of national, had a lot of action on them winning it. They were like that 2 seed darling with like, it was like plus, I think, 900. And they all went up in smoke when Tommy from Woodbridge took care of them. So shout out to Tommy.
Well, at least you got knocked out early.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, fun reminiscing a little bit, but forget the past. Let's get back to the present. Let's give our sponsors a little bit of love and then come back and play Hardhead Heater Cred.
You know, when the conversation turns tampers, I always go with my number one as Caesars. Let's talk about them a little bit, shall we? Tickets to the game, merch, meals at iconic restaurants, stays at Caesars Palace. All this can be yours when you bet with Caesars Sportsbook. Win or lose, every bet earns rewards credits, which you can redeem across the empire. Now, if you haven't started yet, register using this code. Listen up, OmahaFull. The word Omaha and the word full. And then you place your first bet up to $1,250. If you win, great. If you keep those winnings, but if you lose, you'll get your stake back as a bonus bet. 21 and over only. Offer valid and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming. New users and first $10 plus wager only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bonus bet, $1,250. Bonus bet expires 14 days after receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770 Stop. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Harrah's, New Orleans. Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harrah's, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER or West Virginia, 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Martin, we are back and you have the lead. So finally, you got to take the lead on giving out your picks. What do you have in the heart category as you look to keep me buried under the ground?
My heart category is going out to a team that I, quite honestly, I love them at a theoretical level. I love the way they approach the season. I love the way they get after each and every game. And I love how they all seem to matter that much more. But I'm taking the New York Knicks against a very bad Portland Trail Blazers team, because you know what Tibbs and the Knicks do against bad teams? They beat them, Toby. They Yep. beat them into the ground, and they beat them into submission just like they should. And I think they go ahead and take the Portland Trail Blazers out back to the woodshed and chop them down. I mean, Portland has lost 13 of their last 16 games. Right now, I know there's a little hefty of a favorite at -8.5, and the Knicks are only 5-5 in their last 10 games. However, they're 7-3 in their last 10 games against the Trailblazers, who, you know, I don't know how far that 7-3 goes back. You know, the Western Conference, Eastern Conference, how much do they play each year? But I know this, the Trailblazers have been trash for all 10 of them. Right, they've been absolutely terrible. Last 5 victories over the Trailblazers by 11 or more. Give me the fighting Jalen Brunsons and the New York Knicks, who have been suffocating teams 3 straight under 80. Might just be 4.
I cannot hate on that one because I got some Knicks action coming later. I attacked the same game in a different way, but you won't hear me back at the Blazers anytime soon. So another one I wish you didn't give out, Martin. You're on quite a run of ones that I like and are probably going to end up beating me. I'm going to go back to the soccer pitch. So I know that's not your bag, but it is mine. My heart category, I am playing the FA Cup this weekend. If you want to hear about 30 minutes on this, listen for Brett and I later in the day, but here is 30 seconds. City to win and Chelsea and Liverpool both to qualify. You put it all together, that is +112. City is the best team in the world, playing an absolutely reeling Newcastle team that cannot seem to pull out of this tailspin. So for them to just win in 90 minutes is a no-brainer for me. City is the defending champions in the FA Cup, and they look to defend their title, and I like their odds to do so. Chelsea right now, this is kind of interesting, Martin. They're playing for their financial lives, not just like their lives in terms of this season, but in the next several seasons. If they don't qualify for Europe, they might have to have a fire sale in the offseason to spread off a bunch of talent. Not something that you really see in American sports, but it happens over there. And one of the best ways they have remaining to qualify for Europe is winning this competition, winning the FA Cup. They play Leicester from the championship. So with that motivation, like them to get through to the semifinals. And finally, Liverpool have a legend for a manager named Jurgen Klopp, who has announced he's going to retire. So this is his swan song, and they would love nothing more than to give him a huge send-off. They're in contention to win the league, but I don't think they're going to win that race. However, they do have an excellent chance to win this FA Cup, send him home a champion with a big send-off in Wembley. Plus, they are playing Manchester United, who outright suck. So I will do a lot more on that on Covered in Glory, but I like these 3 plays quite a bit to make it to the semis, +112. We can put them all together.
Yeah, I just say, you know, Chelsea, you know, Leicester just needs to be more chivalrous and let Chelsea win because she's a woman.
Oh, my God. Thank God you bet what you know. That's why you're still profitable. What do you got in the head category?
My head category, I'm going to go back to a team that I have been betting against with fierce. You know what? Actually, sure, scratch that. My head category, I'm going to follow the rules that I said earlier today. Because, okay. I have them all here, but I'm just like, which one am I going to do here? This is the one I'm doing now. The Boston Celtics, Kristaps Porzingis is not going to play tonight. Jaylen Brown is questionable. And I'm going to go ahead and lock in the Phoenix Suns +5.5 with Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker all healthy. Phoenix needs the game more. Because they are in the 6th seed. We fall into the 7th seed. You go from 4 guaranteed playoff games in the 6th seed to 1 guaranteed playoff game in the 7th seed. So I think they're going to try to, and this is a team that is all in, pushed all the chips in. They're going, you know, obviously they need to win. They need to keep pace. I know the Kings beating the Lakers last night helps them, but essentially they don't want to see any of those teams below them creep up, and the best way to do that is continue to win. So I think that, you know, Phoenix, they won three of their last four. They beat Denver recently, finally healthy. I think Phoenix has a good shot to win this game outright, so 5.5 feels like a little bit of insurance.
All right. Well, we are going directly head-to-head in the head category, which is kind of fun. I am going with the same game parlay of the Celtics money line and Jaylen Brown to get over 0.5 steals. You put those together, you get minus 115. Jaylen has a steal in 9 of his last 10 games. I do expect him to give it a go tonight. If he doesn't, then this bet gets waived off and I at least keep my unit. But I really like betting on Jaylen because you know what you're getting at this point. Like going back a little bit to the March Madness conversation, like one thing that makes it less special is all the churn, whether it's from guys changing conferences, guys changing teams, guys going pro, whatever it is. Like you just don't ever get a really good read on these college guys. I feel like I have an excellent read on Jaylen Brown at this point, which makes it one of the better guys in the league for me to handicap because I just think I know exactly who he is. And so I've done really well on first quarter assists and I've done well on his defensive stats. Look for him to continue that tonight.
If he doesn't play though, doesn't it just become Celtics money line?
You're right, it does. Good
yeah,
point.
It just void the one Celtics leg, money line, yeah. Which is, so you'll just use a unit on minus two, right?
Yeah, it's 230 or 240. Brett can confirm while we're going here. No, you're absolutely right. Thank you for catching me on that. And to that point, you know, the unit that I will have all the risk on the money line, the Celtics are still a force at home, 29-3 on the season. And I have similar logic to the Nuggets game from last night. If the Suns come out and really try to take it to the Celtics, I like the Celtics to step up. I like them to put forth a best effort and I like them to win this game outright. I think if you were trying to take your side and you want to throw a little bit of cold water on this, those three losses that they have on the year are Clippers, Lakers, Nuggets. So when they get the very best of the Western Conference at home, they're not as dominant as they are against the Eastern, but I still like them enough to wager on them tonight.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm banking that Jaylen Brown doesn't play, you obviously are banking and betting on that he does. So really, again, when you're dealing with the NBA, the injury reports and rest versus rust, like that all matters so much more than it does in every other sport. Yeah. You know, so it's not crazy. We just see the Jaylen Brown thing two different ways.
Yeah. And look, I don't know if it being a TNT game is going to put somebody in his ear and he's going to go ahead and give it a go, but we'll see. We'll have to see about that. So on the heater, the Pelicans really stunk it up for you last night, Martin. What happened to your boys?
What happened is I picked them. That's what happened. If I just left them alone, they would have been fine. But no, let me go try to hop on this train. And then all of a sudden, of course, it crashed and it was it had a disastrous outcome. And I'm sure Friday will be something similar.
So after they did not come through for you last night, you have two more actions over the weekend. You have the Clippers, and then you have your beloved Trailblazers, who you've already slagged pretty hard on this show. So how are you feeling against the spread for the Pelicans this weekend?
Listen, if they don't cover the spread against the Trailblazers, then this team is just desperately unserious. And you know what? It's my fault. I've now learned my lesson, and I know not to trust, right? This Clippers game is going to be huge, though, because they need to beat the Clippers. The Clippers have been reeling over the last few weeks. I mean, over the last few games, I should say. The Clippers have been kind of struggling in and out. I think 2-3 in their last five. They haven't covered a lot. And the Pelicans are a team. If they need to bounce back from the loss that they just had, losing by 20 to a Cleveland team without three starters. So, and they need to keep pace. Again, very similar to the Suns, the Pelicans are locked into that five and they're not trying to move. They're trying to stay right there or go up. They cannot lose to a team like the Clippers.
Yeah, and look, I mean, this might be a first-round matchup, right? And this could be like a who gets home court in that first round, which could be critical, especially for a team like the Pelicans.
Exactly.
So, Martin, I have not given out a heater all week, so you are up 3.7 units on me, but I do have a bet in hand, and I am taking them right now. I am going to try to predict conference champions on a Thursday for what's going to happen Saturday and Sunday, which is extraordinarily dangerous, and I'm doing it anyway. The ones I have selected is UNC to win the ACC is plus 150. They are kicking the crap out of whoever they're playing right now. I've already forgotten because it was such an afterthought. Because my main thought in doing this, Martin, is that it basically is like a money line discount when they do play Duke. I expect them to make the finals. I expect it to be against the Dukies. That game will probably be pretty close to a coin flip, and now I'm getting a plus number by betting in early, and I wasn't worried about the quarters or the semis. So UNC wins ACC plus 150. They already beat Duke twice this year. I do expect them to do it a third time as they peak at the right time after winning six in a row. Then in the A-10, I'm going to take Dayton to win the conference tournament at plus 160. And the reason I did this, Martin, is you just absolutely have to love the value if you look at the KenPom rankings, as Dayton is 27th, and the next closest team in the conference to them is until Richmond in the 80s. There's no other gap in a conference tournament that is still being played that that's even close to that. So I thought that this would be I thought it would be Dayton versus the field, and I was legitimately surprised to see a plus number yet next to it, let alone all the way up to plus 160. And like, you know, it's better than, in my opinion, taking Houston and a minus number against the field when the Big 12 is so rugged. So this is one that I definitely liked. And then for my final one, I'm going to put two together. I'm going to put who I think might be the two best teams when the field gets announced next week, which is UConn to win the Big East at minus 150 and Arizona to win the Pac-12. Which is also minus 150. You put them together, you get plus 177. I think they're the two best teams in their conference by a mile. Like, they have a great chance to lock in the one seed. Plus, UConn owes Creighton some revenge for being one of the few teams to knock them off this year. So putting these all bets together in the portfolio for Heaters, if I hit two out of three, I'm in great shape. If I hit one, it's not a disaster. And if I hit all three, then I'm home free.
I do like the Carolina one. That's the one I'm the most knowledgeable about. So I think you might get that one for sure. Because people say this all the time. It's hard to beat a team three times. It's like, not if the other team's bad. And I know Duke's not bad. But, you know, like, it's hard to beat a team three times if they're closely contested matchups. But I was on the radio watching that Duke-North Carolina game. It seemed to me that North Carolina pretty much had the game in hand. The one that they just played on Saturday. Feels like they pretty much had that thing in hand for most of the game. I know it was like had some nip and tuck moments, but yeah, I think the Tar Heels ended up winning the ACC. So I think that's smart. That's smart money. Yeah, and also the logic is pretty unassailable for you on the Dayton play as well.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just good data, right? Like, I looked at the KenPom rings, I was just shocked at the gap. And so I haven't watched a lot of the A-10 this year, but you know, it's kind of a head play, right? Like, just follow the numbers. And if there's that big a gap, then you shouldn't have such good value. All right. So let's get down to it. Cred pick. This is how you're separated from me after Texas blew me up last time and you have gone a clean sweep in your cred pick. How are you going to go 3-for-3?
I'm going to do something that probably does not justify a clean sweep. I'm taking Doc Rivers and the Milwaukee Bucks. Ooh. This is part of the same thing about the Knicks last time with betting against the Philadelphia 76ers. Tyrese Maxey is back, but since Doc has been the coach of the Bucks, the defense has improved greatly, and I do not expect Philadelphia to score enough to keep up with Milwaukee, especially if Giannis or Dame starts to go up. Philadelphia, mind you, has only covered the spread twice in the last 9 games. And that's, I mean, obviously Maxey missed a ton of those and Embiid missed all of them. But this is no team in the NBA is built to withstand losing their stars, but I don't think any team can maybe sub the Denver Nuggets could stand missing their personal team MVP more than the Philadelphia 76ers because of how unique and how much of a dynamo Joel Embiid is. And also too, how many fouls he draws, right? I think that's something that we don't look at. It's quickly blamed as to why they struggle so much in the playoffs because Embiid will get hurt or the refs will be choking down the whistle. But in the regular season, and even though fouls are down right now as compared to they were earlier in the year, Embiid getting to the free throw line and making, you know, 10 to 15 free throws a game or 8 to 15 free throws a game adds, obviously, 8 to 15 points to Philadelphia's final total, and the clock didn't move. Nobody happened. In fact, something bad happened for the other team because another one of their players got in foul trouble. So it's a compounding miss, right? Because now you're missing guys who are going to be – you mess up the rotations because the guy picked up 2 fouls in the first quarter or 3 fouls in the first half or something like that. Now you got to sit somebody because they're in foul trouble. And then – You get those points. Well, without Embiid there, you get none of that. B-ball Paul Reed is not putting that type of pressure and onus on the defense. And with the Milwaukee team that, you know, early in the season was horrible defensively. And then secondly, you know, in the second half of the season has really turned up and really started to play well. I think we're going to see a rock fight with the, that the Bucks win. And I can see a score like 105 to 95, right? 105 to 93, something along those lines as the top, as the final score. So I'll take the 7.5 and swallow it.
It is interesting that in the modern NBA, 200 points is a rock fight, but you're absolutely right. Like what we see everywhere else. But like we saw a true rock fight. I don't know, a pebble fight, like a tickle fight, whatever it was between the Sixers and the Knicks the other day that looked like 90s basketball. Nowadays, 200 is like, oh my God, what was wrong with these teams?
Yeah, the rims were sore after after that game on Sunday.
All right, so I am going to New York myself. I'm very excited about this pick. Based on what you were talking about earlier with Tibbs and how they punish bad teams, Josh Hart over 16.5 points and assists is only -121. And this number has shocked me, Martin. He's hit this in 9 of his last 10, averaging 22 points plus assists in that time frame. And I think the number is still down because if you look at his season averages, they're only 9.1 and 3.6. But then you have to look at the breakdown. And you talk about Tibbs grinding dudes out. He is now, Tibbs is like stump. He's the guy he's going to put down into the ground. He is averaging in the last 20 games, 40 minutes a game in the last 20, ever since kind of Randall went down and they needed some additional help off the in the starting lineup. And not only that, in the last game, he had a triple-double. He had 20, 10 assists, and he had 19 rebounds. So you know he's feeling himself. You know his light is as green as it is ever going to get against a really bad Trailblazers team as he continues to be this Iron Man who did something. He actually did something the other day, Martin, that the league hasn't seen in 8 years. He played his 9th consecutive 40-minute game, and he only broke the streak on his 10th game because he played 39 minutes. Like, this is just something we don't see in the modern NBA. And so Tibbs is going to ride this guy as long as he can. And if he's getting 40-plus minutes and he's feeling himself, he's going to get way more than enough opportunities to sail past 16.5 points and assists.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it. I think that the square play would be better as rebounds. But I think what ends up happening, he'll still get a ton of rebounds, right? But 19 is an outlier. But yeah. This is the thing that honestly drives me nuts about today's NBA, but works for your play, is you'll see guys get a rebound under the basket and turn around and pass the ball to the three-point line. You're right there. Shoot the ball. Just shoot the ball. But anyway, what that leads up to you is Josh Hart streaking in from the wing, getting a few rebounds, and kicking them out to one of my college nemesis, Dante DiVincenzo from Villanova. Who, without, I mean, just mollywop Michigan in the second half of that game in the national championship. Talk about guys who were big in March. I'm really glad that he's an NBA player, though, because I would have been like, another one of you white boys who I've never heard of just going crazy in the national championship game. I can't take it. Anyway, Dante DiVincenzo probably have 3 or 4 threes off of Josh Hart assists in general. So, and plus, too, like you said, he'll be out there unless he gets hurt or whatever. He will be out there. He will be present and he will be active.
Yeah. Averaging 15 points and 6.4 assists in March. I don't know. I mean, like, this feels like a rat line and I don't know what I'm missing, but I'm putting 2 units on it and I'm putting 4 units on it in real life. Like, this is the one I'm loading up on tonight.
I wish you the best of luck. I think he's got I think the logic is sound. The logic is sound on that. And especially in that and the Dayton pick are the two that I'm like, I really like it. See, the soccer one, you said city, but you never said which city, so I don't even know what to think about.
All right, so I'm throwing out city. You think Chelsea is a person, so you're going to stay away from that one. But which one are you going to tail or fail?
I am going to tail – you know what? I'll tail Josh Hart. Yeah. I'll tail Josh Hart.
I sold it too hard.
That was good logic. I'll tell Josh Hart, because you're right. I know just about the same amount as University of Dayton basketball that I do about City, Chelsea, and I know that Lester's not a real person and has a weird I in the Lester name. So, you know, that's cool.
I am trailing you, so game theory says I need to fail something. Of everything you gave out, I am going to back the Clippers tonight. So give me the Clippers against the Pelicans in order for me to try to play just a little bit of catch up from you. If I lose it, I still have at least a chance if you lose your cred pick. But if I win it, I'm right back in this thing and we're running even again.
Well, I wish you the worst of luck on that one because I want to win. Because
you've
been
go.
Talking, you've been talking too much. I don't appreciate it.
I think of all of my opponents, you were the one who I could see it. I could see it just leaning in. You're like, I can't lose to this guy. This guy doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. I cannot lose to him. So I know it's going to burn you if you do. So I don't blame you for going at it that way.
Yeah, I mean, especially too, just because you know what it is too, the several times just to pull the curtain back that you've put out and been like, yeah, throw an extra couple $100 on in this for this challenge. And I'm like, all right, go ahead. Let me go scrape this $100 up. And I never have yet. So this one is just for bragging rights, but I need something because I'm not winning the ones that are you get money for winning. So I got to figure something out.
Well, pulling that curtain back, it is super fun to do head-to-head gambling with some side action on it. And so, like, do this with your friends, guys. Like, you can do Trendy at home. It's not that hard. And throw some extra money on it. It's super fun. So competitive gambling is the future if I have anything to do with it, which I probably don't. Right now, the present, though, is our sponsors. Let's give them a little bit of more love and then come back to Second Guess Express and get you into your weekend.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, Martin, I gave you honors earlier, and we talked a little bit about the lawn and those sink pissers, and I like the basketball team representing them tonight in my Second Guess Express, UVA minus 4.5 against Boston College tonight here in D.C. Boston College is playing their third game in 3 nights, and UVA is absolutely not the team you want to play if you're starting to get a little bit leggy, because in order to beat them, you're going to have to be able to stick to three because the pack line is going to shut down everything else. So if they likely need to get hot from three. I think they're worn out. They had a big game against Clemson last night. It's also super late. This game won't tip until like 9:30, maybe even 10 o'clock, depending on how that Duke game goes beforehand. And there will be a lot of Wahoos in attendance given the alumni base here in the area. Plus, and to make it all like tie together, UVA is now probably playing for their tournament lives. I feel like there's been enough upsets elsewhere that they lost to Boston College. If they lost to Clemson, like another team in the tournament, maybe they get forgiven. But losing to the 11 seed and basically a home game and a game you need to win to get in the tournament is the exact kind of thing the committee will punish. And so they really need to get a win tonight. I think they get it done, and I think they cover the 5.
Yeah, I like it. Wahoo, 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 are we Virginia?
Oh, man, I'll learn Hail to the Victors for you next time.
My Second Guess Express is I'm concerned about the Clippers, man. I know I'm worried about them. I'm almost so worried about them that I would take the Chicago Bulls plus 4.5 tonight. But I'm not that worried. I'm not that worried. That's my second guess right there. Because, again, the Clippers, 2-3 in their last 5 games, 2 straight losses. What is it? Only cover the spread in 1 of their last 5 on the road. Yeah. 1 of their last 5. Podcast P hasn't been, he's been in and out of the lineup. Kawhi left the game earlier this week, but I cannot bring myself to do it, especially since I'm thinking that the Clippers probably lose tomorrow on the second half of the back-to-back when they play the Pelicans. So I'm going to let that one, I'm going to let that sleeping bull lie and go ahead and see and just watch the results.
Well, here at the Extra Points Podcast Network, we are fully in support of responsible gambling. In fact, I'd like to see it go a little bit further. I'd like to see Caesars and everybody else put in a 1-minute waiting period if you try to bet on the Bulls. If you try to actually click that button, you've got to wait 60 full seconds to think about what you're about to do before you place that bet.
They got to put up a click every square with a bicycle up there, and then you know when you click through, and then it's like, oh, okay, no. So now you clicked every square with a bicycle. Now you have to translate these numbers and letters, which are in a like unintelligible. Yeah. And so then you, once you get the F3 asterisk CXY, then you can place the bet.
It's a John Mulaney joke that I've never felt more seen in my entire life. The amount of time you spend trying to convince a robot you're not a robot will make you want to walk into the ocean and never come back. Because that's what those things are. It's like just some, it's some algorithm robot like reading it, trying to see if you are not a robot.
You know, I was at a comedy show this time last week, right? Walked in, my friend was throwing it at the Hollywood Improv. And so, you know, it was my friend's kind of deal. So it's his friends that are going up. I'm not expecting much. He goes, we have a special guest. It was John Mulaney. Oh, John Mulaney walked in, did his Field of Dreams Oscars bit. Yeah. Like he was working it out. And then he did like 10 more minutes about it. And a lot of it was like, yeah, I'm not a good guy. I got a lot of money pretending like I was a good guy, but I'm not a good guy. I actually suck. You know, that was kind of the basic premise of his 10 minutes after he got through with his whole Field of Dreams deal.
Yeah.
But it was very funny.
One of the best joke writers going. So good luck for you. I used to go to the Comedy Cellar quite a bit when I lived in New York in 2002 to 2004. And like Chris Rock would drop in and all that kind of stuff. And so I love the surprise drop in. There's nothing better than that. When you get something unannounced at a show that makes it 10 times better that you're there that night.
As opposed to something unannounced at a show that makes it worse, right? Because, like, yeah. That happens too, right? Like, what do you mean Kocheck is $35? Like, the ticket was $10. Like, what are we talking about? This is ridiculous. You know, it's like, it's a give and take. So it's always better when the surprise is something that's like, yeah, I would have paid a lot of money for this.
Great point. Where can people hear more great points from the great Martin Weiss this weekend and next week?
This weekend I'll be on, actually tomorrow I'll be on Fox Sports Radio from quick math 10 to 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Friday into Saturday morning. Then I'll be back Saturday afternoon. Well, no, Saturday, squarely Saturday evening on the East Coast from 6 to 9 p.m.
All right.
So I'll be there Saturday, Fox Sports Radio. You can get that on the iHeartRadio app or Sirius Channel 83. And the Lemon Pepper Parlay, which was 2 days ago yesterday, will be next Tuesday. We'll do that again. That'll come out. And we'll talk about the NBA business and maybe get into a little college basketball. NBA starting to take itself a little bit more seriously now. So we'll talk about, you know, because now I'm over here picking things like Jaylen Brown's probably not going to play. So give me the Suns, right? Yeah. We're getting to the time where everybody's about to be playing. The seeding is starting to jockey, you know, it's starting to get interesting. Even at the bottom of the standings, are LeBron and Steph Curry really about to play one playoff game?
Yeah.
Yes, they are, because the Lakers stink. But we'll get all of that going, me and Mark Bones.
I'm intrigued by the radio, the late night, because I've been around you late night before. Do you think the takes are hot right now, guys? Wait till you hear them at 1 a.m. You won't believe the stuff that's going to scorch your ears.
Aaron Rodgers has to be the next vice president of the United States.
Why stop at VP? He should be top of the ticket. So here at the Extra Points Network, we did talk a lot about Aaron Rodgers on Extra Points yesterday. Tiana and Damashek went into which NFL player would be the best president. So tune in for that. That was a very funny conversation. Get in for your NBA picks, although the actual picks are gone. They've already come in as winners for Martin on Lemon Pepper Parlay. So get in back in on that action next week. -3. We'll be back today with, I'm sure, even more coverage of Russell Wilson. Damashek is like 24/7 on that, like CNN and the Iraq war back in the day. That's all he seems to be able to talk about. And then, as I mentioned earlier, Covered in Glory coming later today from me and Brett. If you want to hear a lot more about the FA Cup and how Leicester and Chelsea are not boxers but actual soccer teams doing a different form of combat here on Sunday morning. So until then, Martin, thank you so much for joining. I think you probably will beat me this week, but we'll find out on Monday. Anything else you want to say to the folks at home before we let them go?
You're welcome. That's all. Just you're welcome. You know, that's all. Just you're welcome, because I was able to, you know, what is it? It's squarely the middle of the month, so you're probably playing on a little bit more bread than you normally do. Listen, take it from me. Withdraw now and save that money for the first, because you got bills to pay.
Good advice. Martin Weiss, the one of my favorite brand names is the spaghetti sauce Prego, because I think it's the cockiest brand name in the world. Prego translates to "you're welcome." So you are the Prego spaghetti sauce of the Extra Points Network. Enjoy the conference tournaments, everybody. We'll be back with Damashek next week to break down March Madness. Until then, take care, everyone.